A recent communication from her was bolder and more offensive than usual. She must be dealt with on her own level, and thus I thought of her as I surveyed the substandard conditions in the factory. Too long have I confined myself in Miltonic isolation and meditation. It is clearly time for me to step boldly into our society, not in the boring, passive manner of the Mene-Minkoff school of social action, but with great style and zest. You will be witnesses to a certain courageous, daring, and aggressive decision on the part of the author, a decision which reveals a militancy, depth, and strength quite unexpected in so gentle a nature. Tomorrow I will describe in detail my answer to the Mene-Minkoffs of the world. The result may, incidentally, topple, all too literally, Mr. Gonzalez as a power within Levy Pants. That fiend must be dealt with. One of the more powerful civil rights organizations will no doubt cover me with laurels. There is an almost unbearable pain needling my fingers as a result of these overabundant scribblings. I must lay down my pencil, my engine of truth, and bathe my crippled hands in some warm water. My intense devotion to the cause of justice has led to this lengthy diatribe, and I feel that my lever circle within a circle is zooming upward to new successes and heights. Health note. Hands crippled, valve temporarily open. Halfway. Social note. Nothing today. Mother gone again, looking like a courtesan. One of her cohorts, you might like to know, has revealed his hopelessness by revealing a fetish for greyhound buses. I'm going to pray to St. Martin de Porres, the patron saint of mulattoes, for our cause in the factory. Because he is also invoked against rats, he will perhaps aid us in the office, too. Until later, Gary, your militant working boy.